This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 14, sunrise at 5:18 a.m., sunset at 8:18 p.m. As we peruse the papers this morning in the local area, Paul Layton writes in the Salem News, the state's Public Health Council voted unanimously Wednesday to approve a major expansion of Salem Hospital and the closing of Union Hospital in Lynn. The 8-0 vote clears the way for a $230 million project on the Salem Hospital campus that will include construction of a three-story building with a new emergency department, the renovation of the former Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital into a 120-bed mental health center, and a new main entrance and lobby. North Shore Medical Center CEO Robert Norton said officials hope to start construction on the project this fall. North Shore Medical Center, which includes Salem and Union Hospitals, announced the plans in 2013, but the moving of services from Union Hospital to Salem drew strong opposition in Lynn. Thomas Grillo in the itemlive.com has the Lynn perspective on the closing, as he writes, despite pleas from Lynn healthcare advocates and the city's Beacon Hill delegation to spare Union Hospital, the state did approve that plan to consolidate care in a new Salem facility. The Public Health Council on the State Department of Public Health unanimously approved a $180 million expansion of North Shore Medical Center that will shutter Union and move the beds to the new Salem campus in 2019. Michael Sinicola, Interim Deputy Bureau Director, recommended to the 10-member panel on Wednesday that they support the project and added conditions, including that NSMC continue to evaluate the health care needs in Lynn, ensure that the hospital's board be representative of the people they serve, and provide progress reports during and after construction. But the state did not require that NSMC keep emergency services in Lynn. In an interview following the hearing, Robert Norton, NSMC president, said they are exploring what kind of emergency service will be provided when construction is completed. Testimony continued yesterday in Salem in the Snapchat video trial involving an underaged girl, Bill Newell reports.
Sydney Enos was watching TV with her parents when she received explicit Snapchat videos that showed her former best friend allegedly being sexually assaulted. In a story in Thursday's edition of The Daily Item, Gayla Colley writes the following. Enos of Saugus said that she was on the couch when the first video sent by Timothy Sinkowski, 19 years old, appeared on her phone. It showed the victim alone, naked and stumbling around in the woods. Quote, she was trying to walk and couldn't really speak, said Enos, 18. She wasn't wearing anything at all, and it was almost as if she was intoxicated. She was stumbling. After seeing the video, Enos said she went to her mother because something was wrong. Then another video came in, also from 19-year-old Sinkowski of Saugus. The trial of two Saugus residents accused of sexually assaulting an intoxicated 16-year-old girl while the incident was shared on mobile messaging continued during the day yesterday. When police found the girl on the night of the incident, she was given the life-saving overdose drug Narcan, according to Assistant District Attorney Kate McDougall. The victim is expected to testify in Salem today. There are more details in the story in today's item written by Gayla Colley. I'm Bill Newell.
Thank you, Bill. Adam Swift writes on itemlive.com that a massive fire in Peabody at a single-story building in Central Park continued to smolder on Wednesday. The cause of the fire that started Tuesday at Lye Foam Industries, LLC, at 2 5th Street remains under investigation by the State Fire Marshal's Office. Because they could not enter the building immediately, investigators have been unable to determine how the fire started. Jennifer Meath, spokeswoman for the Fire Marshal's Office, is quoted as saying investigators have been able to do the interview part, talking to people who were in the building. Until the fire is out, the forensic fire scene investigators will not be able to get into the building. About 50 Lye Foam employees were evacuated from the building without injury. One employee, John Molosky, said it appeared that the fire started in the building's warehouse. Lye Foam manufacturers foam coolers, drink holders, and pool noodles, among other products. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that fees charged to students playing on Gloucester High School's athletic teams, scaled back by more than $100 apiece 4 years ago, may be eased further by an average of another 13% for the coming school year. The fees are the lone item on the school committee's agenda for a special 5 p.m. meeting this Thursday to be held at the new West Parish Elementary School on 62 Prospect Street. The proposed changes would reduce the standard fees for most Gloucester High School athletic teams from $230 per student down to $200, and that is per sport as well. The fees, if approved, would also be lower for students of families who qualify financially for free or reduced-priced lunches. The slate of fees for cross-country running as well as track and field will be trimmed from $160 to $145. Fees for most sports programs offered at the O'Malley Middle School would also be cut back from their present base of $60 to $50. And we remind you that Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo will be at Lynn Auditorium on July 28. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. with the show starting at 8 p.m. Now, for a special discount, click on the Lynn Auditorium banner on the homepage of msonewsports.com and get your tickets using the promo code MSO. Our thought for the day, it is one of the blessings of old friends that you can afford to be stupid with them. Ralph Waldo Emerson. This is North Shore Today on msonewsports.com.